Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah, it's Stacy.
Hey, Stacy. Awesome. Okay. Thanks for calling me back. So, I just wanted to confirm a few things, because I was confused because I saw the lock and roll storage on the invoice, and I didn't understand that. So, but he was explaining to me that that was the storage address where you guys just store the equipment, and then you take it from there to whatever project you're going to go do.
Exactly. We like it to be locked up because we don't want it to get lost.
Sure, which makes sense. I was confused. I was like, a lock and roll storage. I didn't understand. Okay.
Lost in quotations because really we meet stolen.
Okay, got it. And then also the equipment is actually going to be used under your guys' name, right? You're not renting it out or... I didn't understand the project. So
it's going to be on our network until the contract's up, and then at that time the customer owns the equipment.
Network until the contract is up. And then how long is that contract for?
5 years. Actually, that one might be longer. Look real quick.
Contract is up, and then it will be theirs. So this project, this is in Texas, right?
Yes.
Okay, so he was mentioning that it's for student housing?
Yes. I mean, it's just an apartment complex.
It's an apartment complex, okay. Yeah. Apartment complex. So you guys, because the underwriter wanted clarification, so the apartment complex is owned by you guys, or you're just providing the service?
Yes.
Okay, you're providing, and by providing service, we're talking broadband, internet, and access to get in and out of the doors.
Yeah, we do all of that. But what yours is for the internet service, for the wireless internet.
Oh, the invoice you sent me is for the wireless internet.
Yes.
Broadband internet, okay.
So we're responsible for all of the equipment and everything for the length of this contract.
And the contract's 5 years?
Let me look to make sure.
Okay.
Either 5 or 10. This one might actually be 10.
10 years.
Let me look. Okay. 5 years. It's 5.
5 years. All right. Perfect. And so you guys are charging them a monthly service? Is that how that works? Okay.
Yep.
A monthly service. And how much is that monthly service?
Brian Dutton. Really? I don't see any reason why I shouldn't give this to you. It's
$23,000. $23,000. Okay. So
it's actually
after,
over, but yeah. Roughly.
Okay. So yeah, it doesn't have to be exact. But so after they pay this for 5 years, this equipment, that service includes them making a payment towards this equipment?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Perfect. Then they will own it. Okay. Now, when will this be installed? As soon as you guys receive it? Right away?
No, we already have it. It won't be installed for until there's like secure locks on all the doors and all of that.
Okay.
Which we're the one installing the doors, and that's it'll be like over the next, like, I don't know, 6 months or whatever. I don't know.
But you guys need to pay. So you already have the equipment.
Yes.
You just need to pay the vendor.
You got it. They're being super patient. They needed us to hurry up and buy it because they were giving us a better deal.
Okay.
So they shipped it before we paid for it. So now that's why I'm feeling anxious because we need to get paid.
Sure. I totally understand. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I have the invoice. I will call the vendor myself too and let them know that, you know, you guys are working on it. We're working on it. And give them an update so they know that, you know, somebody's working on the file for them.
Okay, perfect. And is it looking good still? I know you told me
it
was looking good. Okay.
Yeah, everything's looking good. I just needed to get clarification on the project and where it was going to be going and who's going to own it eventually because it's collateralized. So they just want to make sure who's going to own the property right now.
Yeah, it's ours until
the contract is up.
Yeah.
Got it. Perfect. All right, Stacey, I will give you an update. I'll try to call you before the end of the day. If you're gone, I'll shoot you an email. If you
Okay,
don't pick
great.
up, either way, I will give you an update, and then for sure we'll have something on Monday.
All right, sounds
We'll go over
perfect. Thank
numbers,
you
but
so much.
you're welcome. I'll call the vendor too to let them know. Is there a specific contact?
Let me see who's calling me. I think that, did you already talk to someone? They just emailed me yesterday. Oh, I have so many emails. I'm always so behind. Let me just.
It's not a big deal. I don't want you to have any more work. I can call and then just say the company name, and they'll know, I'm sure, the representative who's working on Synergy.
All right, let me see here. I've got
Okay.
it for you.
Okay.
I just sent it to you.
Oh, perfect.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much,
Thank
Stacey.
you.
We'll be in touch. You're welcome.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.